Hi, this is Jonah from Career Suicide. You're listening to CITR Vancouver 101.9. This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, 12 noon p.m. here. It's CITR 101.9 FM. In case you haven't already figured it out, my name is Aaron, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And, that is also 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca, online. And you can always, check out our playlists and all that kind of stuff at www.streetpunkradio.com. Had a great show planned for you today. It'll still be good, but I was going to do a spotlight on Sham 69, that old English band that'll be coming here next Saturday, but I've only got one turntable, and unfortunately, I've got most of their stuff here on vinyl, so it's not going to be much of a spotlight. And speaking of old bands, I got to see the Pointed Sticks last week here in Vancouver, BC at the Red Room. Yes, they played well. I've never been the biggest Pointed Sticks fan, but for what they did, it was pretty good, and they are very big in Japan now, and pretty big here again locally, so very cool stuff indeed. And I also got over to the Cobalt after to see Dr. No. Seems like not a lot of people are into Dr. No these days. Well, that's your loss, because Dr. No are great. There wasn't a whole lot of people at the show. There was a few old school people there, but Dr. No just finished getting back from Edmonton and playing the Unrest Fest, and they'll have a new album coming out soon, which will be really cool. And for those of you that missed Dr. No, this is what you missed.
lies corrupt your mind, follow your dreams. If you search your way in life, it's not the end of the night. Make noise, scream your rage. Let's break out all the cage. Streets and kiss, rule your life. Streets and kiss, let's rule the fight. Streets and kiss, think for yourself. That's to bring you down.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. It's almost 20 after the hour here. Heard a little bit of technical difficulties at the start of that set. Well, it wouldn't be college community radio without a few of those. Yes, we start things all off with Dr. No. Going back to 1984, Life Returns. Got to see Dr. No last week at the Cobalt in Vancouver, BC, with original singer Brandon Cruz. Also, Ishmael Hernandez, the original bass player, is still in the group. Limb from Limb in the set after that, from the Death, Famine, Plague release on No Options Records. We heard a track called Old Fools, and that's probably their oldest song on the release. And Epsy followed up from their self-titled debut. It's from a release, Rock and Roll Babylon, which is their first release on Feral Ward Records. And Epsy out of Montreal, and they played the Unrest Fest in Edmonton last week with Dr. No. Severed Head of State followed in the set from the Power Hazard release on Havoc Records. Sacrament of the Sick was the name of the track. After that, we heard from an act out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're called Blackout. We heard a track called Pass the Questions. And if you'd like to hear something on this show, we're going to do kind of a spotlight on Sham 69, kind of a half-ass spotlight, because we've only got one turntable, so that's half the fun, and you can only play one piece of vinyl at a time. But hey, if you want to hear something by Sham 69 or something in this set, 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. This is an old Vancouver act who have recently reformed, who knows for how long, but they are the Dish Rags.
Yeah.
All right, half past the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're still listening to Generation Annihilation, and we ended that racket off with Libet and Toten out of Portland, Oregon, from the Feral Ward's records release, State Laughter, and the track we heard was called No Survivors. And before Libet and Toten, we heard from Imperial Leather out of Sweden, Hell Is Other People, from the Something Out of Nothing release on Profane Existence Records. Before that, from the Bayonets, out of Toronto, Ontario, we heard from their CIUT session, and we heard a track called Out of My Mind. Got to meet Zoe from the Bayonets a few weeks back when she was with Career Suicide from Toronto, Ontario. And after the before the Bayonets, or also in the set, before the Bayonets, we heard from Margaret Thrasher from the Doesn't Matter 7-inch on Clarence Thomas Records. We heard a track called My Community. And we started things all off with a brand new reissue of the Dish Rags. It's called There's No Deedy, and 7 songs in total, I believe, which was their discography. And the track we heard was called Bullshit, and it is half past the hour. Once again, if there's something you'd like to hear on this show or in the upcoming shows of Generation Annihilation, please don't hesitate to give me a call, 604-822-2487. This is the latest from the Restarts.
Clever, and you're hiding place of sound. table by demands, telling you to hand over your weapons and disarm. Don't think it's an empty threat, it's not my way to scare. I'm giving you this warning because it's only fair. And don't argue the timescale, 2 weeks in plenty. To dismantle your arsenal and bring it all to me. I'll rip off in the sewers so you do not comply. It's just over a fortnight, the whole state will die.
Cooked and feel the fitter.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to the dude that phoned up and wanted to hear the Furies. We will be playing the Furies next week. And yes, on the subject of Vancouver bands getting back together, they recently got back together and they put out their first 7-inch in 1977. Hard to believe. And we ended that set off with Extinction of Mankind from the Ale to England release on Mosh Pit Tragedy Records out of St. Catharines. And, yeah, I think they're half out of St. Catharines, half out of Quebec. And, yeah, Extinction of Mankind are, of course, out of the UK. And we heard a track called Religious Dogma. Before that in the sets, we heard from an act called Geriatric Unit. And this is from the Nuclear Accident CD on Network of Friends Records. And if you're a fan of, I guess, old-school British hardcore thrash, they may sound familiar to you. It's a couple of the members of Heresy, and they kind of sound like Heresy too, an act that were out, I guess, in about from about 86 to 89. Riot Clone in the sets. After that, that is from their Success release, and they're a very old band, and that's a very new release. The recording is 2007, and the name of the track is called Good Enough. And we start things all off with the Restarts from the Outsider release on their own record label, which is entitled No Label. We heard a track called Enemy's Enemy. And yeah, so we're going to get into that Sham 69 spotlight right now. We're going to do it as best as we can. Got about five vinyl releases with one turntable, but we do have one live Sham 69 release, so we're going to go back and forth because that's about all we can do. So yeah. For those of you who don't know, Sham 69 formed in 1976, and they sort of came together playing shows, recording in 1977, and then they recorded their first single called I Don't Wanna, and the B-side was Ulster Boy, and that shot quickly to the independent charts, and they put out a whole bunch of records on Polydor Records, about four. And, yeah, they recorded some classics which made the top 20, like Borstal Breakout and Angels with Dirty Faces. And Sham 69 will be playing here next Saturday at the Balmoral, which will be really cool. It's not with their original singer, Jim Percy, but he was refusing to do the classics and the punk stuff. And, yeah, he was refusing to tour as well. So I guess it'd be better to see a punk Sham 69 than a not punk Sham 69. And it's good to see Sham in Vancouver because I don't think we'd see them with Jimmy Percy because he didn't want to tour. So, yeah, like I said, the first ever Sham 69 single was called I Don't Wanna. And we're going to hear the track.
With a dirty face. Trying to meet somebody in life. Where the people you don't want to know.
Bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Oh, they say. Come in, mate.
Oh, Harry.
All right, Joe, how you going?
That's Ben. Here, your mum said I had to knock. What for?
Yeah, I was reading a few dirty books. On.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Never mind about dirty books. We'll get some real stuff tonight. You know, guess what?
What?
I've won 100 quid and I've done the bookies.
You haven't, yeah?
Straight up, Al. You Jeremy sod. Come, we go out and have a really good piss up tonight.
Well, I'll have my tea first.
I don't worry about your tea. Come, we'll get some grub on the way down there.
See me old girl.
First. Don't worry about her. Just get ready.
She keeps going bloody mad, don't she?
No, I don't, man.
She's cooking tea every night and I ain't in, am I?
Well, so what? Come and we have a laugh. Look, I've got 100 quid, blimey. It ain't often you get that, is it?
All right, anyway, I'll wash and change the
gear. Hey, listen. Do you reckon you can get some jeans for us and that, and Harry, then?
I think I've got an old pair in my sister's room.
Yeah, well, go on,
go and get them.
Well, hurry up then, Harry.
Give up! To me. No, I don't want.
to tell me that the things I do are wrong. But everything I'm doing life is with those right and wrong. But now I think I understand how to have some fun.
You know why I say fuck right, Riot? Because White Riot could not have anywhere near the potential of a song called There's Gonna Be a Boston Breakout. Sitting in the cell for something I didn't do. Baby,
Boys, I call us a club they can. To Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3. Hi, this is Oddie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys. Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we heard a whole bunch of Sham 69 in that last set. We started things all off with I Don't Wanna, which is their first ever single, and after that we followed with a live track from one of their very popular songs, Borstal Breakout. Actually, no, that came, what was after that? Angels with Dirty Faces is what we heard after that, and after that we heard a track from their Tell Us the Truth album, their first full-length, 1978 on Polydor ripoff, and then we heard a track from the That's Life album, which was a concept album all about a day in the life of a working-class punk or a working-class skinhead or whatever. And after that, we heard from the track Borstal Breakout, which is probably one of their biggest songs. And after that, we heard from their third release on Polydor Records, the Hersham Boys. Hersham was an area of England where Sham 69 were from. And yeah, like Sham 69 recorded all their best stuff from 77 to 1980. That's when they broke up. They got back together in 1985, and they've been going ever since. And Sham 69 will be coming to Vancouver, British Columbia next week, and it'll be really cool. It'll be at the Balmoral at 109 East Hastings, and it'll definitely be punk rock. It might not have their original singer, Jimmy Percy, but it'll still be very punk indeed. And they will be playing with locals, the Transmitters, and Alternate Action. So if that's not reason enough to go, well, then what is? We're going to leave you with probably the biggest ever Sham 69 song and one of the biggest punk songs ever. This song is a staple in punk rock. It's been covered by from everybody from the Casualties to 7 Seconds to the Exploited to Oi Polloi to the Oppressed and a whole bunch of others. It's a staple in punk rock, and it's a track called If the Kids Are United. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Fortunately, there will be no power cord up next, but we bring you CITR Sports, and this track is called If the Kids Are United.
just be the start.
If the case are united, they would never be divided. If the case are united, they will never be divided. If the case are united, they would never be divided.
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports.
Who's the champion? Who's number one?
This is UBC Thunderbirds basketball on CITR 101.9 FM. Now in the CITR studio, Tyler Noble and Jeff Sargent.
All right, CITR Sports is back on the air for another season of exciting UBC Thunderbirds action. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday, September 1st. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Noble, alongside my good friend and studio co-host Jeff Sargent. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Tyler. Yes, it is a fine afternoon, and we're getting ready for a massive day, massive weekend of CITR Sports to kick off what's going to be a great season.
And beginning this Labor Day long weekend really is a true basketball bonanza. We got five games between NCAA Division I schools, beginning with the women at 2 o'clock.
That's right, Tyler. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, just about an hour from now, we'll have tip-off as the University